Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is investigating a suspected attempted murder in Redway yesterday afternoon that sent the victim to the hospital with a gunshot wound. Deputies responded to the scene on Whitmore Avenue at just before 2 o'clock, where they found the 41-year-old male victim lying alongside the roadway. He had suffered at least one gunshot wound and was taken to the hospital for treatment. No suspects were identified, although a gray Dodge pickup truck with body damage and no tailgate may be involved in the shooting. Deputies failed to locate anyone during a search of the immediate area, and detectives have opened an investigation. Detectives with the sheriff's office have arrested two people in connection with the suspected murder of 20-year-old Tyson Claros in Manila early Monday morning. Claros was found by deputies lying in the roadway suffering from multiple gunshot wounds as they responded to a report of an armed robbery at around 2:15. It was on Monday night that a detective located and contacted 23-year-old suspect Cesar Valenzuela Campos at the Shell station on Myrtle Avenue, and he was arrested and booked for murder. Later on Monday night, detectives, along with members of the county SWAT team, responded to a residence in Eureka and arrested 18-year-old Tamara Thompson, who was booked for homicide as well as an outstanding juvenile warrant. No details related to the events that led to the shooting of Claros have been released. Arcata police got an assist from a city resident in the apprehension of 40-year-old car burglar Todd Butler, who was arrested by police while fleeing the scene of a burglary last night. When police reached the scene, they saw Butler running away from a location where he had stashed stolen property taken from a vehicle on 8th Street. A witness was able to positively identify Butler, and he was booked for grand theft, drug possession, probation violations, and 4 outstanding warrants. The owner of the vehicle was contacted, and the stolen property was returned. An Arcata police officer on patrol in the Uniontown Shopping Center on F Street early yesterday morning heard the sound of breaking glass and soon had two suspected burglars in custody. Officers responded to a storefront on foot and saw 18-year-old Hollywood resident Silver Bonner fleeing the scene. She was chased down and arrested a short distance away. While still on scene, officers watched as a second suspect, 18-year-old Robert Abner of Puente, came out of the same business, and he was arrested after a foot pursuit over several blocks. The subsequent investigation revealed that Abner may have been responsible for 2 previous burglaries, and both he and Bonner were booked into county jail. The Fortuna Police Department handed out yearly staff awards at its annual department meeting at the Fortuna River Lodge on Monday. Volunteer of the Year went to Rod Chucker, while Dispatcher of the Year went to Caitlin Teasley. The vote for Officer of the Year ended in a tie, however, with Dennis Stevens and James Jengaleski taking the honors. The department's Employee of the Year award went to Kendra Bailey. The Eureka Police Department has announced that Lynette Mullen has been hired to be Eureka's Homeless Services Manager, a position that will work primarily out of the police department. The Homeless Services Program Manager will provide direction and program development as the city works to implement its overall homeless strategy plans. Mullen will coordinate the city's efforts with other public and private agencies in an effort to meet the needs of the homeless in the city. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A shooting incident like the one that involved the Eureka Police Department last Tuesday is never solely a police matter. A dangerous emergency situation like gunshots on city streets involves other departments, as Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said last week on Talk Shop. Fire department personnel provided support to police in several ways, including with traffic control, medical needs, and equipment. And Gillespie said once police had secured the scene, his personnel could be of help.
Very much front row seat, a block from a whole lot of it as it was going on. The folks that were in the station, you could look out the window and see what was happening. Everybody there definitely heard the shots. Once law enforcement had secured the weapon, then we responded in for the medical aid side of it.
No police officers were injured in the incident, but the suspect, 26-year-old Clayton Lisinski, had been shot and needed medical attention. Gillespie detailed 2 of his EMTs to assist the ambulance crew.
In fact, we sent 2 of our personnel went in the ambulance because the patient was critical. And then a bunch of us working to help shut down like I say, like 6th Street, trying to get traffic rerouted. Later, we provided lighting and generators and that kind of thing for them as the investigation, you know, proceeded into the evening.
The investigation into that shooting is underway, and you can listen to Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talk about his department's reaction to the incident by listening to Talk Shop on our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news.